produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It is Carla Olds, also known as Reverend O, and I am so thrilled that you have joined us this morning, today, this evening, wherever you are in the world, because this program is heard globally all over the world. So we are just so, so thankful that the Lord is able to use us as vehicles throughout the world just to spread his message. And this message today is a message of love and a message of hope for quite a few people. So today, on today's show, I have the lovely, the beautiful, talented Native Histonian. And her name is Reverend Hilda Gradnigo. And I think I pronounced that right. Did I pronounce that right, Sister Gradnigo?
You hit it, grand slam.
Fantastic, fantastic. So I have Sister Hilda on, and I also have Lady Sharon Wagner. Lady Wagner, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Fantastic, fantastic. So we're going to go ahead and pray, and then we're going to get into this beautiful love story of Lewish. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we come to you today, oh God, we just thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your peace and your mercy, dear God. God, as we share today as sisters, Lord God, we ask that you just touch our minds, our bodies, and our spirits, Lord God. Touch us, Lord, so that we may be used for your glory, Lord. You have been so good to us, Lord God, and we just want to share your love with your people all over the world. We ask that you touch Josie from Josie Inspirations, Lord God, and we just ask that you touch Kayla Pratt as well, Lord God. We thank you once again. We glorify you, and we lift up your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey, ladies.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
We can hear you loud and clear.
Oh, good. Now, there is a slight delay. So when we're talking, just be aware that there is like maybe a two-second delay there. Okay. So, Lady Hilda, tell me all about Lewish, how Lewish got started, what Lewish has on the horizon for the future, what Lewish currently does. I am ready.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you, Carla, for giving us some time to share Lewish and the vision that God has given in the earth. One of the things that I like to share about Lewish, my sister was not the only one who has cancer, had cancer, will have cancer. So God could have given this vision to anybody. So I don't hold this as my own, and I treat it as something most precious, because for whatever reason he saw fit to birth it through me. And I'm very excited about it. I'm honored. And I'm thankful for women like you who are giving us space and time to share our mission. But I'm grateful for women like you, Reverend O, who are expanding and extending the reach unto those who need messages of hope. And so first, I just wanted to give you kudos for that. But I'm excited to talk about Lou Wisdom always is, and I kind of like to start telling her story by saying, I don't know about you, but, you know, have you ever met someone who could walk into a room and light it up with their smile? You know, or someone who has the surprising ability to draw you into their natural wit and personality. Someone who makes you feel like there's nothing bigger in life than just to live life. Well, I knew a person like that, and that was my sister, who was affectionately known as Lulu. Her smile was as bright as the rays of the sun, and her personality drew you and left you wanting more. It's the best I can say about her. Well, in 1999, my sister walked into my office and announced that she had breast cancer. And with those words, our world began to shatter. And back then, I thought it was the darkest day of our lives. However, her wit, personality, and will to live never failed. And it was also during that metamorphosis that she decided that she would not live with cancer, but live in spite of it. And a year later, after receiving the news that she was in remission, I remember vividly we were all sitting around and my dad said to her, "You remind me of a butterfly. No matter what life throws you, you emerge beautifully." And unfortunately, after two more diagnoses, she was diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer. And in May of 2018, my sister gained her wings. So after that, I will say those who knew me and my sister know that there was no two people. We were truly one. We finished each other's sentences. We dressed each, we did everything. Even at our old age of 40-something, we were very close. And so after her passing, I admittedly and honestly will say I went into a black hole. I just didn't know what life could be without her. And I didn't think I had the strength and wherewithal to face it. But I do, one of the things that I was sure of is that God was with me. I never failed to believe that. I never faltered to believe that. I never reverted from believing that. I knew he was with me. And so I began to just cry out to him. And when words could not form sentences, I would just cry. And I remember asking him for the glory out of this, because one of the things that I do know about God is he will get the glory. And so I just said, "God, where is the glory in this?" And I remember one day, or one night, actually in the middle of the night, God woke me up and he gave me the name Lewish. And so our logo is a reflection of the colors and the beauty of my sister and all women who are living in spite of their life-altering issues. I'm a daughter. I'm a wife. I'm a mother. I'm a grandmother. I'm a pastor and an entrepreneur. However, the one I am most proud of is that I'm a woman. And I see women are the epitome of strength and resilience. I believe that with everything. And when life happens, we don't stop being wives. We don't stop being mothers or caregivers, employees or employers, PTO moms, sorority sisters, or even taxi drivers for our children. We keep moving. We have to because we have so many people who are depending on us. As a woman, I may not have walked in your shoes, However, I know what it's like to be walking high in the stilettos of success and have to exchange them for the flats of fear for the what ifs. And so out of that, Lou Wish was launched in June 2018. And our organization's mission is to grant wishes to women who are experiencing life-altering issues due to cancer, heart disease, and domestic violence. We inspire women through a community of care to live, love, and laugh out loud in spite of, and emerge like a beautiful butterfly. We have seen the power of a wish transform a life-altering issue into a triumphant memory in the lives of women. And that's her story.
Oh, my gosh, that's just so beautiful. I feel like I'm floating now. as women, we that's what we have to do. We have to keep moving. And lots of times we are wearing, you know, our cute little 4-inch or 5-inch stiletto heels, and, you know, we're in corporate America. And then once we get home, we have to put on our flats, and we have to fight. Sometimes we have to fight through what we need to do to accomplish what God has put before us. So that is such a beautiful story. Hilda, Sister Hilda, how many women have you been able to reach? Because I noticed that you all haven't even been a complete agency or a complete resource for a year yet. So how many women have you reached within the 11 months?
So we have given out, so we do what we call wishes, and we do spot wishes. So our wishes are when someone actually goes to our website, fills out a wish, grant a wish form, and submits it to our nomination committee, because it generates to an email to our nomination committee, which is
okay. Because you are, and you are a nonprofit agency, 501c3.
We are a 501c3 organization. That is correct.
Okay, fantastic.
So we operate with a board, and we follow all of the rules and regulations. And we have a nomination committee that is separate of our board, because we want to maintain the integrity of our organization, so that when wishes come in, we have a board member who is chair of our nomination committee, and that as board member is actually our attorney at law. So she makes sure paperwork process-wise we are, you know, par excellence. And
par excellence.
That we are following all the right laws and legalities. Because one of the things we want to be known for, we want to leave a legacy of an organization that, meritly wise, we're good stewards of, you know, of donations and sponsorships and of the memories and lives of the women who entrust their moments to us, their space to us, their pain to us, their weight to us, their tears to us. And so we have a whole process that goes with those nominations, but they submit those nominations to us via form, and again, that goes to that. And then we have what we call drop wishes. So we can have somebody call us and say, hey, I have a friend who is just not having a good time. She's experienced, you know, she's a domestic violence or she's a cancer, whatever, any of those three things. And she says, can you guys just do something? And we would love to. So we have done I can't even think how many drop wishes, where they give us the person, we ask them a couple of questions, and we'll just go show up at their house or their job, bringing a care package to them, or, as Sharon knows, sending them a care package. And just with a note from us saying, you know, you're part of our community of care. We're here for you. We're loving on you, and we are praying for you. And those have been probably the most impactful because, number one, the person wasn't expecting it, and number two, it just always, God blesses that, it always comes at the right time for that person.
Because, you know, God's timing is the best timing.
Is the best timing. And so when we say grant wishes, our wishes are not just monetary, even though we do. We don't ever just give out money. So, like, you know, if somebody needs something, like we had a wish we granted. The lady wanted, her friend wrote in, she had cancer, and she had one daughter, and they wanted some resources to help them obtain a lawyer so that she could do a will and do all of her care paperwork, like her will, her medical power of attorney, and all of that. And she didn't have money. And so we granted the wish to pay for those legal fees for her daughter so that she could get the paperwork done and not have to worry about if something happened to her that her daughter would be taken care of. So it's those kind of things. Our wishes are not just, you know, as people would think, you know, doing monetary things, which our wishes come in all shapes, forms, and sizes. It's whatever that will be an impact to, as we say, transform that moment into a memory.
Yeah, yeah. And sometimes that's what we need is something just for that moment to make them feel better than what was happening previously.
Yep, it's all about keeping them moving. So if we can do something that says, that gives the person enough hope to say, okay, I can do this one more day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. enough hope to say, okay, I can get up and I have the strength to make it to the doctor, or, you know, to love again, to laugh again, whatever that is. That's what we want to do, just incite that moment. You know, sometimes we think we have to do these huge things to make a difference in a person's life, and that's not true. It really is, and I think we've all found out through the pandemic, it really is the small things that matter.
Fantastic, fantastic. And so, Lady Sharon, are you still
yes,
there,
ma'am.
Lady Sharon? Good.
I sure am.
So you have been a recipient. So tell us about your diagnosis, and then tell us about the process and how you became in touch with Lewish.
Okay. My name is Sharon Wagner, and I'm 59 years old. I am a 3-time cancer survivor.
Wow.
And currently going through another episode of cancer and just finished my second round of chemo again.
Okay.
I had the opportunity to have a wish granted from Lewish by the nomination of a dear friend, Tony Williams, who I grew up with in high school and who is the most wonderful woman, God-fearing, praying Christian woman, and just a light upon everybody. She had nominated me for Lewish, and of course, I was like, what can I wish for? And I had to move into a senior apartment. I had to sell my home due to medical expenses, downsizing. Mm-hmm. I'm a single mother, grandmother. And I moved into the senior facility, and all I wanted was a white rocking chair and some plants.
Uh-huh.
So that I could sit on my front porch and drink coffee and rock in the rocking chair and dig in the dirt.
Uh-huh.
A simple thing that would allow me some peace and gratitude and to look at the flowers that God had produced. When I got this wish, I met some of the most wonderful, beautiful, compassionate women that were part of Blue Wish. And I had never felt the love, the prayers, the compassion of any organization that is in Houston. They presented me with a wish, and I just cried. It was the best thing that ever happened. After the wish was over, God love Hilda and Tony. We watch each other on Facebook, and Hilda, being the godly, compassionate woman that she is, would watch my post about my treatment. I'd be going to MD Anderson. I'd have a horrible day. And she would, out of the kindness of her heart and the organization, sent me care packages. And they consisted of some of those most beautiful Bible verses, pens, paper, socks to keep my feet warm when I went to treatment, hand lotion, leg lotion, simple things that make a woman feel like a woman and feel better about herself. Rocking along a little bit longer, I get the most beautiful postcard from Hilda. Not too long ago, probably about 3 weeks ago. And it was about keeping your head up during this pandemic. Because being quarantined and having cancer and having to go through the treatment and not being able to see your family or hug anybody or be with anybody in a desperate situation like cancer is the most lonely feeling that you can have.
Mm.
And with the prayers of the ladies at Blue Wish, I can't do it without them. I get phone calls. Hilda posts things on my Facebook to give me encouragement and love. And three little words stick in my mind is pray, trust, and wait.
Oh, my goodness.
God will hear your prayers, your cries, and he will send angels on earth to see you through your journey. And if it wasn't for Blue Wish and their encouragement and their drive and their motivation to help women, I don't know where I would be. Being lonely and going through this, I have some of the most wonderful sisters in Blue Wish. And they are a true blessing. And God sent them to me. And I'm elated with those ladies. They
well,
are
wonderful,
beautiful ladies.
Well, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. You okay over there, Sister Hilda?
I am.
Because I felt like I needed to go get some tissue. I am just so thrilled. And I was just thinking about what we said earlier, that God's timing is the best timing. And Sister Wagner, as you were going through and talking about telling your personal story, I was thinking about if, you know, you wanted a rocking chair and some plants, God provided more than you could have ever imagined. You got
Amen.
Your rocking chair, and you
mm-hmm.
got your plants, but you also got a network of women who are going to stand by your side, not just to give you the plants and the rocking chair and leave, but they have been a consistent force with you and to stand by you while you're going through this transition. And I think, Hilda, I think that is just remarkable because some agencies just grant your wish and then they go on to the next person. But it is amazing that you're able to also maintain your relationship with the ladies who receive whose wishes are granted. So, Hilda, Sister Hilda, how do you keep up with everyone whose wishes have been granted?
So, first of all, it's very important for us to maintain our community of care. That's actually the crust of our organization. That's the nucleus. That's the center. That's the heartbeat is our community of care. And one of the reasons why I remember walking the journey with my sister who also had three bouts with cancer and all the waiting rooms, oh, my God, I can't tell you, all the hospital stays, all the conversations that I had with hundreds of women who were going through their journey of cancer. And there are so many myths out there. Number one, you know, the biggest myth is, like Sharon said, is that when a woman is going through a life-altering issue, is that she has a support system, that she just automatically has a support system. That is a myth, and it's such a debilitating myth because what happens is if we believe that, then we don't offer help and care. Because we say, she has somebody to help her. She can't be going through this by herself. Well, again, it's a myth because there are a lot of women, and it's not any fault of their own or their families. What I found out of listening to a whole listening to a lot of stories is, like for some women, if they were married, their husbands just don't know how to handle it. Or didn't know how to handle it. So they did one of two things. They left, or they're there and they left. So that there's not that emotional support that she needs. And again, not to any fault of him, he just doesn't know how to be there, right? Same thing with family and friends. You know, most of us, if we don't know how to handle something or if it makes us uncomfortable, we tend to not do anything. And it's not because we don't care about the person, it's just that we don't know how to care for the person. So our community of care is vital to our organization because we don't ever, if you like our page, if you comment on our page, I'm reaching out to you because my thing is something is there that drew you to do that. And so the note that Sharon was doing, the Lord, I was sitting working at the table, and he was like, send a note. And I was like, send a note to who? He said, everybody. So I went and if I had you on my list, if you give in or you contacted us or you sent a note to us, I literally hand wrote a note to every single person on our list. And it wasn't much. It's just letting them know, look, in this time, you are part of our family, and we are thinking about you. We are praying for you. And if you need anything, please let us know. But in this moment, it's not about just you. You know, I kind of wanted a note to pay it forward. You know, just like I sent this note to you, pick up the phone, call someone, send a note to somebody else because that is what's going to get us through this. And I believe that care is something we don't do well. And I'll just say that. Caring for people is just not something we do well, and we want to do that well.
Well, I laugh because I'm one of those old church ladies. You know, whenever I just think of the goodness of Jesus, I just get so excited because God gave you this and you are walking in what God has told you to walk in, and you're being obedient. And that just really excites me. And it's good that you're just sending a note to someone just to say, hey, we're thinking about you. We understand you're in the middle of your treatment, and we're thinking about you. That does wonders for people. As some people may, you know, think we need to have a big parade and a balloon drop and a fanfare and fireworks in the middle of the night and those types of things. But just a little note, and Sharon, I'm sure you can agree with me, just a little note in the middle of going through just helps and makes your situation better.
Yes. And that note is on my refrigerator, and I read it every day.
Mhm. Yeah. So, Sister Hilda, we've been on almost 30 minutes now. Is there anything else you would like to say before we wrap up?
Yes. So, first of all, again, so glad to be able to share Lewis with your community, your network, your listeners, your all those persons. I would like to say, you know, we are a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and so donations are, you know, part of what keeps us beating, part of what keeps us going. And so if anything that we've, you know, said or shared touches you, we even have where persons can make a donation, specific donation. So, for instance, if you have a loved one who has experienced heart disease or domestic violence or cancer, and you want to make a donation specifically for an area, and you want to say, well, you know, I want my donation to specifically be used for a wish for cancer because I want this wish in the name of a person, or that, we do that. We have persons who have made donations in honor of somebody, and so that money is only used to grant wishes for that particular life-altering issue. So, or if you want to become a partner with us, we are building a resource page on our website as right now, where we want to be able to list resources for women who are going through life-altering issues. One of the things that is great about a community of care is people begin to share resources. We have women that just call us and ask us, do you know a doctor? We had one lady reach out to us who was in between careers, and she was working on a job that didn't provide insurance. But she woke up that morning and discovered a lump in her breast. She reached out to us and said, do you have a resource? I don't have money and I don't have insurance. And we were so happy because that's who we want to be. We were able to share with her several resources. And not only that, once she found the resource, I told her to give us a call back, let us know which resource she chose. She told us what resource she chose. We helped her make an appointment, and then we subsidized half of what it was going to cost her to get her test done. And so it's things like that. So if you are a provider out there or you offer a service that can be beneficial and impactful to women, please contact us. We'd love to have you part of our resource database for women. Because questions are always coming to us, and so we want to be a go-to organization for women who have those questions and who are looking for answers. So if you want to make a donation, you want to volunteer with our organization, you just want more information, please go to our website at www.lewish, and that's LUEWISH. Again, LUEWISH.org. Or you can email me at contact@lewish.org. Again, contact@lewish.org. Anything, any questions you have, you want me to come on and share more about Lewish, you want to have a conversation with me, hey, you want to partner with us. You have something coming up, we're like-minded and what we're trying to do for women, and you want to partner with us, please just contact me and let's have a conversation.
Now, you are located in Houston, Texas, but you do realize this show is worldwide. So now you have been put on a global platform. So
well,
you may
praise
get caught.
God. He told me we were going to be international. He did. He told me we was going to be international. So I tell you, he works fast.
Once this pandemic is over, we may all get some more stamps on our passport.
Yes.
When we start granting wishes worldwide. And before we go, Sister Sharon, do you have anything else you would like to share regarding Lou Wish or regarding your diagnosis or anything else you'd like to share?
I just want to give the glory to God for the vision that Hilda had. And I would have loved to have known her beautiful, smiling sister, who was a beautiful angel in this world, who lit up the room when she walked in. And I just would encourage ladies to step up and have a voice and to be a part of this organization, because it's truly a blessing. And we are in this together. We can't do this without each other. And just be there. Contact Hilda to be a part of this organization. The resources, the women, anything that you can do for this organization to spread the word of love, I'd say do it. It's the best.
Well, fantastic, fantastic. I want to thank both of you. Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry. So, Sharon, thank you so much when you said about the voices. Just real quickly, we also have a women's gathering that's coming up. Of course, it's going to be online, called the Bare Essentials for Women Only. If you'd like to know more about that, or you'd like to get on our mailing list to receive more information about that, but that's our women's gathering where we'll come together. We will be having that every year, and this will be our first one. But it's a time for women to come and to bear everything, to take off the weight of the world, the cares and things like that, and to go deeper and allow God to refresh us with his word, with his wisdom, and with his Holy Spirit, so that we can keep moving and continue to live, love, and laugh out loud in spite of. So, again, if you want more information about that, go to our website. Send an email to me at contact@lewish.org.
And that was the other thing that I was gonna say as well was Sister Hilda had planned to have her very first fundraiser the day of the Kentucky Derby, and she was planning to have it out in Texas. And you all know Texas is a big horse state, big rodeo state. There are ranches literally all over Texas. And so the virus disrupted her plans. But I want you all to know that God will disrupt your plan to get his plan and his goals accomplished. So it wasn't a disruption as we think it was a disruption. God just put her plan on hold so that she could be exposed. And this allowed her 2 more months to refine, redefine, rejuvenate, just to get her and to listen to God more closely so that she could also hear about what we really need to do next and what are our next steps. So it really wasn't a disruption. We think of, a disruption as, oh, my gosh, I don't know what I'm going to do. How am I going to handle this situation? But God really has it all in control. All right, ladies, thank you so, so much for joining us today. I'm going to pray. And thank you all again for joining. I hope you enjoyed Richard Johnson last month with the cycling. And we're going to pray. And next week, 2 weeks from now, we'll have another special guest on, and I know you are absolutely going to love them. Again, my name is Carla Johnson Olds. I can be contacted on Facebook as Carla Johnson Olds, Instagram Carla J. Olds or Carla Johnson Olds. Website address is www.carlajolds.com. Please, everyone that's listening, feel free, go to the website and subscribe to the upcoming newsletter, and we're going to pray. Heavenly Father, as we come to you once again today, O Lord, we just thank you and praise you, Lord God. Your word says where two or three are gathered, you will be in the midst, Lord God. Thank you for just being in our midst, Lord God. God, we just lift up Sister Sharon as she's going through her cancer treatments, Lord God. Your word says, is there anything too hard for the Lord? And we know there is absolutely nothing too hard for God. Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we lift you up, and we just glorify your name. We ask you to continue to touch Kayla Pratt and the radio ministry, Blog Talk Radio broadcasting. We thank you for it. Lady Josie Hopkins, continue to touch her as well and give both of these ladies more vision, more insight, Lord God. God, I ask for a special blessing, and I ask that you pour your anointing all over Hilda right now in your name, Jesus. Lord God, continue to allow her to see visions, Lord God. Touch her as the executive director, the visionary founder of Lou Wish, Lord God. Allow her to continue to touch more women in different areas, physically, all over the world, Lord God. We thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, and we lift up your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, thank you, ladies, and have
thank
a good
you
day.
You so much. You too. God bless.
All right, God bless
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the Internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.